Marcel on the text line has sent a message saying, can you please ask if they'll be discussing the consistent application of the six again rule between referees? I didn't get time to ask Josh that, but I do know that that will be on the table as well. It's a fair raft of issues that the players will sit down and discuss tonight and then probably get a broader opinion to take to the NRL. I think it's a good way to go. If there are any other issues that you think that the Players Association or the advisory group that they've pieced together should take, why don't you let us know and we'll put them to them. 0457 736 736. Tiger Davo says, Matty, Madge has to go. He can't sign players. We've gone backwards under him every year. The defence is woeful too. And yes, the players are accountable too, but he has the squad he wanted. He also says Teflon Pasco must be held accountable, but it seems to be scot-free every time there's trouble at the club. Thank you for that, Tiger Davo. 0457 736 736. So we're down to the final four teams, which means that we're down to the final four coaches. So let the mind games begin, ladies and gentlemen, between Wayne Bennett and Des Hasler on Friday, Craig Bellamy and Ivan Cleary on Saturday. So why don't we dig a bit deeper on the four men left in the coach's box with the coach whisperer himself. Bradley Charles Stubbs joins me this morning. Bradley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pretty mouth-watering matchup, I think, on Friday and then again on Saturday. And we've been having a bit of fun throughout the finals as the mind games really start. So I'm interested overall in your take when you see mind games start to come from the coach's box out to the press conferences and they do start to ramp up when finals comes. It's a bit of mental warfare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's completely mental warfare. And the way I look at it is I look at the, the subconscious mind. It actually produces an energy, which is physics, and it's the frequency of what actually comes out of their subconscious mind, which actually transfers over to the players. It's like, for an example, I was working with Trent Robinson in 2018 after round 10. I said to him when he rung up, I said, did you see the change in Bellamy's energy? And he said, no. I said, there's a 1% change in Bellamy's energy. I cannot believe what he's done. They can't win the grand final. This is round 10. So I look at the energy that comes out of the subconscious mind of the coaches because the water runs down and it goes through all the players. So, you know, if you look at Melbourne Storm, have a look at why they actually won 19 in a row and they equaled the Roosters 19 in a row. They actually changed their energy after they won and they actually didn't get on with the job to break the record. So you look and you go, wow, this is Craig Bellamy, one of the probably greatest coaches there is, but he lost it after 19 games. And the other thing too is Munster come out and said, oh, I think we need to have a loss before the final. So Munster got exactly what he wanted. Then if you have a look at what they're going to do, is the Chiefs come out, Brandon Smith, is that if you look at Panthers, you know, these finals are going to come down to the 50-50 calls with the referees. And if you look at it, you know, the Panthers have been doing some blockers, as Wayne said. You got Brandon Smith summit coming out and saying that Finucane and what's the other guy's name? Welsh. They're going to bash the kickers. So you got Luai, you got Nathan Cleary, and after Wayne Bennett lost one of his aces with Latrell Mitchell. When he lost that ace, he was sitting there and he goes, "Well, I'm playing a game of cards here. The best I can get is actually three aces." And Ivan Cleary had a raw routine, and I call him Clint Eastwood. It was probably in the top three mental warfare that I've ever seen him do. Since Wayne Bennett come out and done that, very well planned from 3 weeks before the finals, he come out and Panthers only scored 16 points in those two games, scored two tries. So Wayne Bennett's actually living rent-free on a holiday in the mind of Nathan Cleary, Ivan Cleary, and every player and every supporter of the Panthers. So that's probably the best game of poker I've in the top three I've seen Wayne Bennett do.
Yeah,
so if you look at the 50-50... Yeah, if you look at the 50-50 calls, Luai, you know, they'll watch him now. The blockers will be done. It's going to come down to us. Melbourne are going to give it to Nathan Cleary. I said to Paul Kent a couple of many weeks ago, Nathan Cleary is going to get injured. They'll target him as soon as you take Nathan Cleary out. But it's going to come down to the ref's decision. I believe in that game, someone will get put in sin bin. But if they go by the letter of the law, I reckon there's going to be a big chance someone's going to get sent off. You got Ivan Cleary, like Wayne said, he worked with the coaches. So if you look at the subconscious mind, he's worked with the coaches. When it comes down to a call, a 50-50 call, because he worked with the referees, subconsciously they are biased to a decision that's 50-50. It's like with the referee that's actually working with Melbourne Storm. If they actually put his brother in for grand final, it's going to be mayhem, because no matter what anyone says, subconsciously it just comes out.
It's an interesting take, and mate, we could talk all morning, but I love your analogy of Wayne Bennett and you know, the best card game that he's played, and considering he's had the best seat at the poker table for a long time, that's saying something. So we'll put him in as the master of mind games. We've got Craig Bellamy, I think, the silent assassin. Ivan Cleary, cool on the outside but churning on the inside. So with a couple of minutes until the 9:30 news approaches us, Brad, can I get your summary on Des Hasler? Can we squeeze it into a minute and a half? Is he really the mad scientist?
Well, he's a scientist that you look and you go, I don't say he's mad or crazy, he just does things a bit different. If you look at the game before Melbourne, he came out and said, you know, it's impossible for us to beat Melbourne. He got exactly what he said. It was probably one of the slip-ups in the scientific lab that he blew up the lab with that comment, right? I guarantee he won't be coming out this week saying, well, they're impossible to beat South Sydney. You know, about 15 weeks ago, I said, the Smoky is Manly, right? The only way that I looked and I said, before I saw some of the media with Melbourne Storm, I looked and went, Melbourne Storm will win by 50. After there's been a bit of a change in the energy, I'm looking and going, well, it's at least 30, but it's all going to come down to coaches, the referees' decisions. This is so crucial. If you look at last week and the referees come out and said that should have been a penalty to Panthers, well, did the referee still have in their subconscious mind of what Ivan Cleary said? Guaranteed. Eels, always. I don't think they got many 50-50 calls whatsoever. So the mind games now will come down to whoever's been on the phone drilling their information into the referees. And I believe this series is going to come down to all the 50-50 calls. And as soon as they actually hit Nathan or something, it's going to be interesting. If someone gets hit high, will they sin bin them or will they send them off? Because that's what Panthers need. Because I thought, before I saw some of the press from Melbourne, I looked and went 50 points. With the South Sydney guys, I look and I go, well, it's been very interesting. Alex Johnson and Damien Cook have come out in the media talking about how they lost this game 3 years in a row. Wow. So that's still subconsciously in there. So I'm waiting to see what Wayne Bennett does. Because you look at him, you go, you know, he's like Clint Eastwood. He's going to play something this week. This could be his last dance. Understand, this could be his last showdown this week. Does anyone actually realise that? And when I was working with Michael Maguire in 2014, it's on the 11th of August, I sent him a text and I said, gee, the energy's changed with Wayne Bennett. And he rung me. And I said, I don't know what it is, but Dale Copley will get injured. And South ended up winning 42-16. And I said to Michael Maguire there, Wayne Bennett's energy's changed. I don't know what it is. And unless it changes, he'll never win another grand final. So it's going to be interesting to see if it changes for this game and the next two games if they get through.
Mate, as somebody in your position, the next couple of weeks must be fascinating. We've run out of time. We could do it all morning, but appreciate your time this morning. On you, Brad.
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
There he is. Bradley Charles Stubbs, the coach whisperer. Fascinating to think what lies beneath. A little bit late for the news, so let's get into it.